This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois.
Farmers are in it for the long haul, and so is Farm Credit Illinois. That's why we offer options other lenders don't, including fully amortized fixed-rate loans for up to 30 years. Long-term fixed-rate loans designed to lower the risk of a rising interest rate market. We provide you lower, more manageable payments on farm real estate loans and eliminating interest rate risk associated with adjustable or variable rate loans. So talk with one of our ag lending experts today about a farm real estate loan with options to fit your farming operation and eliminate the risk of rising interest rates. Whether we're at your kitchen table, your machine shed, or the tailgate of your pickup, Farm Credit Illinois is in it for the long haul. Call us today at 800-444-FARM or find us online at farmcreditil.com. Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to our member owners for nearly 100 years.
Before you get in, get going, get gone, you need to get a tire that gets you. We suggest a Mastercraft tire. After all, Mastercraft engineers its tires not just for performance, but real-life performance. Mastercraft Tire builds tires for everyone. Buy four qualifying Mastercraft tires, get four tickets to a St. Louis Cardinals game during the Buy 4 and Score event, now until August 31st. Visit your participating Mastercraft Tire retailer for more info. Visit Taylor Tire and Auto on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield to get your Mastercraft tires and Cardinal tickets.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 443, down 1.5. September corn, 436 and 3/4, down 2.25. December corn, 440 and 3/4, down 1.75. July soybeans, 1413.5, down 11.25. August soybeans, 1357.75, down 7.75. September soybeans, 1260.75, down 6.75. July wheat, 571, down 8.75. September wheat, 580.75, down 8.25. December wheat, 602.5, down 9.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Tuesday afternoon. Corn and soybeans closed lower on the old saying, rain makes grain. Wheat fell on sympathy with corn and soybeans. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 1 cent lower at 431 to 448. Soybean bids were down 10 to 15 cents at 1392 to 1411. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at 424 to 447, and soybean bids were down 8 to 12 cents at 1407 to 1433. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 3 cents lower at 436 to 458. Soybean bids down 11 to 12 cents at 1402 to 1430. Wheat bids were 8 to 19 cents lower at 531 to 557. On to the Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids. They were down 3 to 8 cents at 1433 to 1468. The base is steady to 5 higher at 75 to 110 over the August. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $463.40 to $488.40 a ton. That's down $4.40 to $7.40. With the basis unchanged, up 3 at 15 to 40 over the July. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids down 2 to 6 cents at $445 to $457. Basis unchanged to down 4 at 2 to 14 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 cents lower at 450 to 457. The basis unchanged at 7 to 14 over the July. Soybeans ended 8 to 10 cents lower at 1421 to 1430. with the basis 1-3 higher at 7-16 over the July. Wheat prices were 6-9 cents lower at 5.54 to 5.66. The basis steady to 3 higher at 5-17 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to 2 lower at 4.74 to 4.78. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 7-11 cents with quotations of 14.44 to 14.49. Soft wheat closed 5-10 cents lower at 581 to 591, and Milo ended the day down 2 cents at 456 to 468. Now on to the contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn was 402 to 415, soybeans 1185 to 1210. In the central part of the state, corn was 408 to 421, and soybeans 1192 to 1205. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 407 to 423 and soybeans $12 to 1214. Wheat is being offered at 531 to 557. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 151.15, up $3. August live cattle, 149.72, up $2.80. October live cattle, 152.77, up $2.32. August feeder cattle, 210.62, up $2.72. September feeder cattle, 212.20, up $2.90. October feeder cattle, 212.35, up $2.90. July lean hogs, 130.42, up $2.12. August lean hogs, 131.07, up $2.10. October lean hogs, 111.77, up $1.02. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 24th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $4.40 higher in a range of 115 to 128, with the one weighted average carcass price of 126.07. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 66 to 70, 4 to 5 weights 69 to 76, 5 to 6 weights 75 to 79, and 6 weights and up 77 to 80. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $85 to $91. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 18,132 head, and from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 332 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 131.53, which is $1.77 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $2.43.66, that was 89 cents higher, and select carcasses $2.38.34, and that was 99 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000, that compared to 117,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 399,000. That compared to 380,000 last week and 402,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.53. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.52. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.44. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.43. June and July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.14. June and July beans delivered to Scottville, $14.03. June wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.55. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.53, corn at Scottville is $4.44, beans at Greenfield are $14.14, beans at Scottville are $14.03, and wheat at Scottville is $5.55. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. At 619, color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Every minute M&M Service can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information, technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, so much more. M&M Service is dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation, too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local answer to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the mid-80s and light northwest winds. For tonight, becoming cloudy, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy skies, once again, a slight chance of a shower, highs in the mid-80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the low 70s, high temperatures in the low 90s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is rising, our temperature 67 degrees. And over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Kyle Schmedeke of Irving, an inch of rain, a trace of precipitation here at the Weather Center. Once again, 67 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next. Farmers value superior service and speed at harvest. That's why when it's time to market your corn, soybeans, or wheat, you can count on the Schooler Company in Waverly. The Schooler Company has been working hard to improve their facilities as they are completing construction of a new concrete bin at the shuttle. The Schooler Company does their best to get you in and out as easily as possible. To find out more, phone toll-free 877-435-2361 or visit the new website schoolerwaverly.com. And part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Altman Monitoring Solutions. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch next.
How would you feel if you could be everywhere at once, even if you're not at home? Wouldn't you feel a little bit safer knowing you have eyes on your property at all times? With Altman Monitoring Solutions, you'll have peace of mind and secure property. Keep an eye on your facility, equipment, animals, and your home from your phone or computer while you're away. You deserve to know what's going on. Find Altman Monitoring Solutions video surveillance on the web, altmanmonitoringsolutions.com.
Hi, this is Roy Niemeyer, president of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation. Do you have a child that is or will be going to college? Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation gives out 6 scholarships each year to students whose parents or guardians are Montgomery County Farm Bureau members in good standing. The student needs to take enough courses to be a full-time student at an accredited school, higher learning, and must take classes in ag-related fields. For more information, call 217-532-6171 or check out our website at www.montgomerycountyfarmbureaufb.com or come by Montgomery County Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro. Brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
For a closer look at how traders are feeling coming up to USDA reports to be released next week, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
The traders are really torn right now about what kind of positions they want to take into next Monday's USDA quarterly stocks and acreage reports. Particularly the quarterly stocks reports are known for their surprises. It's not unusual at all to have prices move the daily limit lower or higher on the day of these June 30th reports because of USDA surprises. And looking back at those surprises, there's no logic as to whether they'll be bullish or bearish at the time. It's pretty difficult to even determine where the greatest risk is. So traders generally don't like to be leaning too hard in either direction going into those reports. At the same time, though, they're facing some pretty bearish new crop ratings coming from USDA, with the highest corn ratings of the last 15 years for this point in the season, the seventh highest on record, and the highest soybean ratings for this week of the year on record, suggesting big crops of both. Now, granted, there's a lot of time between now and harvest, but right now what traders are basing their decisions on is those high crop ratings and the fact that the weather looks generally good. Granted, we have excess of moisture in the northwestern Midwest, but for the nation as a whole, it looks good for the foreseeable future. So traders are basically right now saying, okay, we're willing to take the risk of leaning to the bearish side of the market, and so we're seeing a bias toward weakness overall in the grain and oilseed complex.
And what are your projections on what we're going to see happen next week?
The acreage report, I think that's the easy part, at least it would appear so ahead of the report. I'm looking for a very slight decrease of a couple hundred thousand acres or so on the corn side and just shy of a million acre increase in the soybeans. I think as we look at overall the crop progress and the overall dynamics through this planting season, I think that's a trend that we're going to be looking for. And just a little bit of a decrease also in spring wheat and durum, but nothing of any great significance. On the stock side, my biggest fear, well, let me say this. If you look at the stocks for corn, the odds of getting a bullish surprise significant enough to change the direction of this market at this late date in the marketing year is very thin. Can't rule it out, but it's very thin. When USDA is projecting a 1.1 billion bushel carryout, in order for this trade to be worried about running out of supplies before we get to the end of the year, we'd have to have like a 400 or 500 million bushel surprise, and that's not likely at this late date in the marketing year. Soybeans, you could easily have a surprise either way. USDA's data to this point would suggest the tightest stocks that we've seen in the last 35 to 40 years for this time of year. However, the cash market doesn't feel that tight. The cash market doesn't have the feeling that we're that bullish. And so from that standpoint, I have a concern that USDA stocks may provide evidence that USDA underestimated the size of last year's crop.
All right, lots to consider as we go into next week then. And you said that we're experiencing pleasant weather for growing conditions for corn and soybeans, but for the wheat producers out there who are trying to get in and harvest the wheat that's ready to go, this moisture could be a problem.
It really is and has been. Obviously, as you look at the plains, lack of moisture was a significant problem. Short, thin wheat, now trying to harvest the crop, excessive moisture is the problem. And there's a flush of weeds coming up in the short wheat and the muddy ground, making it very hard to cut with the combine header riding right on the ground, and it's very frustrating for farmers. There are quality and yield issues there, and ultimately I think increasing the abandonment rate that we will see. The trade's not impressed by that, though. On the soft red winter wheat crop, it was rain during the flowering stage that led to a lot of scab, and now vomitoxin is a significant problem, with some wheat being discounted to the point of the price of corn or even being totally rejected. I've heard of producers who had done an outstanding job of forward pricing their wheat for a good price, and now they don't have any wheat to deliver against those contracts because the vomitoxin levels are too high for it to take delivery. So it is a real problem. We saw a surge in basis at Gulf export terminals yesterday on fears among exporters that they wouldn't be able to acquire enough quality supplies of wheat to export. Basically, we're establishing a two-tier market now within the soft red winter wheat market that is a good quality and that is has high vomitoxin.
Do you think that this year's wheat harvest is going to be able to fulfill all the needs that we need to fill?
Well, the hard red winter wheat crop is going to be very difficult. It'll probably meet domestic needs. Some farmers are just happy to get enough seed to plant this next year. We're just going to scrape by. On soft red winter wheat, I think there's going to be enough export competition from Europe and the Black Sea that will probably get by. If we had short crops in either of those areas, then the problems in the United States would be very significant on the global market. But right now the trade is saying, no, we've got enough wheat elsewhere in the world. There is some heat and dryness building up in Russia's spring wheat belt that we need to keep our eye on. Forecasters differ on the significance of that heat and dryness, some believing that it'll just simply cut national production by a few percentage points, others thinking that it'll be much more significant, similar to what we saw in 2010. So that's a story we need to watch in light of the problems here in the United States. It makes that dryness there a little bit more significant now, but so far the market's discounting it.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. U.S. Agriculture Deputy Secretary Krista Hardin announced the implementation of new farm bill measures and other policy changes to improve the financial security of new and beginning farmers and ranchers. Hardin also unveiled www.usda.gov/newfarmers, a new website that will provide a centralized one-stop resource where beginning farmers and ranchers can explore the variety of USDA initiatives designed to help them succeed. The website has in-depth information for new farmers and ranchers, including how to increase access to land and capital, build new market opportunities, participate in conservation opportunities, select and use the right risk management tools, and access USDA education and technical support programs. These issues have been identified as top priorities by new farmers. The website will also feature instructive case studies about beginning farmers who have successfully utilized USDA resources to start or expand their business operations. Policies that beginning farmers and ranchers are going to want to watch out for include waiving service fees for new and beginning farmers and ranchers to enroll in the non-insured crop disaster assistance program for the 2014 crop year, eliminating payment reductions under the Conservation Reserve Program for new and beginning farmers, and increasing payment rates to beginning farmers and ranchers under Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program. In the near future, USDA will also announce additional crop insurance program changes for beginning farmers and ranchers, including discounted premiums, waiver of administrative fees, and other benefits. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.